This story, which had some very dramatic ups and downs, actually restructured my own view of cancer. People don't recover from metastases to the lung in such a dramatic manner. In fact, I had never seen something like this. I stopped seeing cancer in materialistic terms. Cancer is wild, antisocial behavior, whereby a single cell reproduces without check. It keeps reproducing itself without check, heeding no signals from anywhere except, apparently, its own demented DNA. Why this occurs, no one knows. It is a good bet that the body itself knows how to reverse the process, but for some reason, equally unknown to science, it doesn't always succeed. It is only a matter of time, once the process begins, before the cancer cells overwhelm a vital organ, crowd out its normal cells, and cause death. When the final crisis comes, the cancer cells perish with the rest of the body, doomed by their ungoverned appetite for self-expansion. I would say cancer is the genius of the body gone mad. In Chitra's case, although her respite was brief, the insight we got was that somewhere in the body-mind lies the mechanism for reversing even the deadliest of diseases. It doesn't matter if these instances are extremely rare. It doesn't matter if they're 10 per million or 1 per 10 billion. If we could understand the mechanism in one case, that would be enough.
There are vast voids within our bodies, voids filled with intelligence.
How to tap and orchestrate the body's intelligence. That is what Dr. Chopra suggests we investigate. The intelligence is already there. The challenge seems to be how to bring it within our everyday awareness. The techniques found in Ayurvedic medicine, meditation, primordial sounds, and bliss, point us in a certain direction. By being still, by quieting the mind and the spirit, we may be better able to sense that we are not rigid, static objects. We are more like water, ever moving, ever changing, with unlimited possibilities for the forms that we take.